got an extended halftime here because probably of the heat was a part of it, plus the Willow Springs High School marching band under
2 weeks. That'll be homecoming.
Two weeks
from tonight, Kabul is coming to town, and it's an early homecoming this year, so get ready. 2 weeks from tonight at Polinski Field, the Bears and the Bulldogs is homecoming. Next week, we'll go to Marionville to take on the Comets. Marionville, small school, but, man, they are always so fast.
Yeah,
And just strong.
They wear you out.
I mean, we're going to look at the field probably, and you're not like tonight. It's obvious. California is just a bigger team. Marionville won't look much bigger than we are, but they will be fast,
mm-hmm.
and they will be tough, and it'll be another tough non-conference game for the Bears next week, and then open up with the SCA conference schedule against the Bulldogs homecoming 2 weeks from tonight. Hopefully it'll be cooler.
New band director came out and performed at halftime. It's their opener, I'm sure, and they're going to polish up a little performance that they started tonight, and looked like it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's Mr. Turner has got the band program now, and hopefully he's going to start some good things, and we look forward to seeing the band again and another nice evening.
Yeah, it will be cooler. This is extraordinary for a combination of heat and humidity. This has just been a really, really bad week here in the Ozarks, and it will get better. Next week is supposed to be better, although it's going to warm up, they say, at the end of the week. It's going to warm up at the end of the week next week. It's still, I don't think, going to be anything like it's been for this week here. So it will, the weather will get better. The weather will get colder, too, as we approach October, November, that sort of thing. So Bears getting ready to get set for the second half, although they put another 2 minutes on the clock, another 3 minutes, actually.
Oh, good. Well, let's look at scores, and then we'll kick it back one more time.
If you got any updates on scores.
We do. Sean's been doing a good job back at the station, keeping us posted on games around the rest of the Ozark Radio Network.
Yeah, the ORN has probably three games on right now.
Yeah. West Plains and Bolivar tied. No, that's not tied. West Plains leading that. Liberty still leading Stratford. At last report, 6-3. Zither is now 17-6 over Bolivar. And Orchard Farm leading Houston 13-0 with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. So that's and who knows what Orchard Farms is like, but this is a team that Houston went up and beat last year.
I think it's central part of the state, maybe private school, I think.
Could be. With a name like Orchard Farm, I would expect maybe a private school.
Yep.
Other games of interest around the state. We'll refresh the sports zone here and see if we can find anything else that people in our area.
They're playing Fair Grove, I think.
St. James and Salem and St. Vincent and Thayer all scoreless, all in the second quarter. Harrisburg is at Kabul tonight. I don't know what Harrisburg has, but we're going to have a score for that one. That would be another one that we'd be obviously interested in. And no report yet on Mountain Grove, Fair Grove, either. So that's all we have for now, and we're probably ahead of most games tonight.
We should be by about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have had an extended halftime, but I think we're just about ready to get some action back on the field here as the Bears have been out here warming up, if you call it warming up. I don't think they had to do anything to warm up, but they've been doing their exercises, getting ready to start this second half. There were some fairly impressive individual performances by the Bears in the first half. You know, we noted some of those as the game went along. It seemed like the Bears got a little more accustomed to playing this tough varsity California team, and they played a little better in the second quarter than they did the first quarter. So
yeah, I think so. Aiden Stewart had a nice first half. Good to see the senior out there. Aiden Messick. Talked about him a little bit. Dylan Ferguson, I thought, did a very admirable job at quarterback.
Woolsey did a good job running back.
Yeah.
So there were some good things, you know, and I think you have to build on those little cornerstones that you get set down and build on those as the season goes along. The Bears obviously will have a lot of opportunity to do that here in a season that is mainly focused on rebuilding and getting the program where it needs to be. Coach Payne's got a bunch of kids out, but most of them are freshmen and sophomores this year. California to kick off from their 40-yard line. Bears drop back double safety, and we're about ready to get the second half underway. There's the kick, high, not too deep. Bears come up to get it. Wow, pick it up, Bears. And they do, but get down immediately about the 24-yard line. Bears need to be moving up on that a little bit.
Yeah, Woolsey was the return man, and for whatever reason, he just kind of delayed a pickup of the ball there.
He didn't.
Waited a little too long.
Yeah, he didn't come up on the ball as quickly as he should have, or he might have been able to do something with it. Anyway, we're not criticizing Mr. Woolsey anymore.
No.
Pretty good field position for the Bears, though. They're at the 24-yard line, first and 10.
Clock is running. In high school football, if you're up over 35 in the second half, the clock will run.
First and 10 for the Bears. Ball is at their own 24. Ferguson in there at quarterback. Has three wide receivers, two on the near side, one on the far side, one back in there with him. He hands off to that running back, and not much there for the running back, who got up to about the 25, maybe a yard gain on the play.
Give Woolsey a yard. Good change in high school football to go ahead and turn that turbo clock on in the third quarter. Used to, they would wait till the fourth quarter, and high school football games can get pretty brutal.
See some astronomical scores. Second down and 9 for the Bears. Ball at the 25-yard line. Bears huddle up. Take plenty of time in the huddle. Now they're up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receiver on each side of Ferguson. He keeps two backs in there with him this time. Snap of the football. Fakes the handoff. Keeps now pitches late, and that's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be a loss for the Bears all the way back to the 19-yard line. That one didn't work.
No, it was
a little slow.
Yeah, a little slow developing, and Everett Smith with the catch, but by the time he caught it, he had three Pintos on his back, so a loss of 5 on the pass completion.
So it will be third down and 15 for the Bears, back inside their own 20-yard line. And 9:45 left to go in the third quarter. Ferguson in the shotgun, gets the snap of the football, wants to throw and doesn't have time, lost the football, and it's...
They're going to call it an incomplete pass.
Oh, I guess they are.
That he was moving his arm forward to throw it when he got hit.
Anyway, I thought it was probably a fumble and California would put it in the end zone, and they did, the referee said it was incompleted pass. So it'll be fourth down and long for the Bears.
And so fans were not real happy with that, but.
Yeah. Stewart in there to kick. Good thing we got Aiden to come out for football this year. That's a much needed spot is your punter and your kicker. Stewart standing inside the 5, gets the snap. Blocked. Kick is blocked at the 5-yard line and recovered, or the 10-yard line, and recovered there by the Bears, but California will take over first and 10. So the Pintos will take over at the Bear 10-yard line after the blocked punt. Stewart just didn't have enough time to get that ball out of there.
They're having a hard time blocking tonight. The line is just overmatched with this California team that has a lot of big guys.
Size-wise, the Bears are outmanned per person, they're outmanned by 30, 40 pounds. First and 10 for the Pintos. They flip the ball to the running back who goes untouched into the end zone for a touchdown. 10 yards out.
Not even close. Tyler Oden takes it in for the touchdown. 10 yards out. The Pintos go up 48-0. Buck will stop on the score at 7:47 to go in the third quarter.
So the Pintos will line up for the extra point try. Trying to get some players in late. And here we go for the extra point try for the Pintos. Try to get that lead up to 49. Ball is down. The kick is up. It is good, it looks like.
Yes, it is.
It's been good all night. So with 7:47 left to go in the third quarter, the Pintos lead the Bears 49 to nothing. We'll be back for the Pinto kickoff in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 7:47 left to go in the third quarter. Bears trailing here big, but the clock will be running when we resume action. The turbo is started at the 35. If there's more than 35 points at the half, turbo clock goes into effect. So it will be running here in the third and fourth quarter, so we should move this ball game right along. California out to kick it off from their 40-yard line. Bears break huddle on the sidelines. Coach Payne talks it over with his group. Back double safety. The Bears do. Back, so standing at about 15 and 10 yard line respectively. They're split back there. One on the near side of the 15 and the one on the far side of the 10. So California to kick it off. There's the ball in the air, taken this time by the man on the far side of the field. The running back gets it up to the 25-yard line where he's brought down, and that'll be a first and 10 for the Bears.
Woolsey with the return at the half. Stratford leading Liberty 10-6. Oh, that's a good game between the Indians and the Eagles.
Yes, it is. Indians, again, have not beaten the Liberty Eagles in a while, so. Looking for.
I think we've beaten the Liberty Eagles since Stratford has. That's a fun little trivia fact.
Yeah. First and 10 for the Bears. Ball is at their own 24. And Bears trying to get some offense going here in the second half. Ferguson, three wide receivers, two on the near side, one on the far side. Two backs in there with him. Fakes to the first back and got it intercepted. He threw the pass, and the California Pintos had it picked off. I mean, they saw that coming.
He read that perfectly.
He just picked off the pass and ran into the end zone. It's 55 to nothing now. So
Odin with the interception. He just came out of the backfield.
He was reading the play.
Yep. Just a sideways pass by Ferguson. He just took it and took it to the end zone.
It was a good read by Odin. He knew what Ferguson was going to try to do, set up that little pass on the far side of the field, and it went for 6 points for the Pintos, who get six more right off the bat. I mean, first play from scrimmage. So
at some point, California can put the JV guys.
Well, they haven't done that yet.
No, and I think it's time.
Yeah, I think it's time. Kick is up for the extra point try, and it's good. So with 6:45 left to go in the third quarter, 56 to nothing, California. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 6:45 left to go. Home opener here for the Bears. Not going the way they would like it, but it's football time, and we're playing football. Bears and the Pintos. Pintos having all the fun. They're up 55 to zip over the Bears, and just intercepted a pass on the Bears' first play from scrimmage and ran it in for another score. So despite the fact that the clock's moving, Marty, the scoring is still moving too. California to kick off. High, fairly deep. Again, taken by Woolsey. At the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, up to the 39-yard line. So good return by Woolsey. get it all the way up to the 39. So about a 30-yard return. So good return by Wilson.
See what the Bears can do on offense. Other scores. Bolivar makes the touchdown with 14 seconds left in the half. The Zizzers still lead, though, 24-14 over Bolivar. And at halftime, Orchard Farm leading Houston 13-0. Bears will be in Marionville to take on the Comets. Comets is traditionally a state-ranked football team. The Bears have had some good games with them in the past, but that's a tough place to go try to get a win.
Okay, Bears back on offense, first and 10 from their own 39. Ferguson out of the gun, gets the snap, keeps the football, cuts it inside, gets up to the 45, and brought down about there for a nice little gain on the play. Might be some New Jerseys in there for California.
Maybe. I think so. We'll get him out of 7 yards.
Up to the 46-yard line, second down and 3 for the Bears.
And you've got to consider, I mean, we probably beat it to death, but so many freshmen and sophomores, these kids that are starting varsity should probably be playing in the JV game on Monday, not on the varsity game on Friday night.
Right.
But we play who we got.
Second down and 3. Ferguson gets the snap, hands it off to the running back, who gets up close to the midfield stripe, but and close to the first down marker, but I think he's going to be about a yard short.
Woolsey. We'll give him 3.
Oh, that's just real close to
it's
first
very
down.
Very close.
Third down and inches to go for the Bears.
4:45 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Bears would love to get a little positive here. They're going to give him the first down.
Well, okay. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a late.
They didn't measure it.
Kind of
they
a late
said,
at all.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, okay.
Probably looked at the scoreboard and thought, yeah. First down.
Another first down for the Bears. Their first one of the second half. Ferguson lines them up, gets the snap, and keeps the football.
No, gave it to Woolsey. Sorry.
Woolsey's coming around the right side. I went with your call, Marty.
He faked me.
I stopped watching Woolsey, but Woolsey has the ball and picked up some good positive yards into Pinto territory down about the 47-yard line of California. Second down and 6 for the Bears.
Bears in California territory for only the second time tonight. Right before the half, they drove into California territory.
Under 4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Bears come up to the line of scrimmage. 3 wide receivers for Dylan Ferguson at quarterback out of the shotgun. He keeps the back in there with him. Gets the snap, hands off to that back in there with him, who gets inside the 45-yard line of California, down to about the 44, close to another first down.
Woolsey again.
Third down, about 2 yards to go for a first down.
Woolsey checks out onto the sideline. He's done some good work tonight, and Bears will try to get the third down conversion without Caden Woolsey in the lineup.
Again, 3 wideouts for the Bears. Ferguson gets in the call, makes the call, keeps the football. Oh, he hands off. No, he handed off, and the running back gets, I think, got close to a first down anyway. Galloway, another freshman, I think, in there.
Yeah.
He got close to the first down, but he's going to be fourth and about a yard to go here for the Bear offense as they try to keep this drive going with 2:33 left to go in the third quarter. Bears would just like to dent the scoreboard here a little bit.
Hezekiah Galloway. Hezekiah, and he's got a twin brother, Jeremiah Galloway, both freshmen for the Bears.
Fourth and a yard to go. Ferguson gets the snap and keeps the football.
Good move.
Got a good move out there, and I think that got him the first down to the 40-yard line. Fake the handoff, and the running back who they faked to so certainly didn't go anywhere, but Dylan took it back and got the first down. So 2 first downs in a row by the Bears. That's a drive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Best drive of the night.
That's a drive.
1:45 to go third quarter. Trailing by 56, but trying to put together a scoring drive here.
Spot the ball at the California 41-yard line. Ferguson in the gun, keeps them back in there with him. Gets the snap of the football. Handoff goes up.
Keeps it.
He goes around the left side and out of bounds on the far side of the field near the California bench. And it looked like picked up about 7 yards on the play.
Ferguson showing some athletic ability, able to roll out, pick up some yardage.
It's down to the 35-yard line of California. It'll be second down and about 4 to go for a first down. Got to get down close to the 30-yard line. Bears break the huddle. Final minute of the third quarter. Ferguson gets the snap.
Woolsey.
Woolsey gets
first down.
Gets the ball, gets away from his attackers and tacklers, and get a first down over on the far sideline and went all the way down close to the 20-yard line.
Got a 16-yard pickup for Woolsey. And the Bears are in the red zone.
All right.
That's our longest play of the game on offense. Caden Woolsey.
Inside the 20-yard line of California all the way to the 19-yard line. This will be...
Bears could let the clock run out. Now they're running up. Look like they want to snap it.
Well, I don't think they're going to...
No.
Didn't,
didn't get it off.
That's the end of the third quarter play with the score. California 56, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the fourth quarter. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. I'll open it all the way. A little further. All right, welcome back. Fourth quarter getting underway with the home opener here, and the moon shining brightly over Polinski Field. The heat has abated somewhat, and the California Pintos are roaring toward their first win of the season, up 56-0 over the Bears, but the Bears have it first and 10 inside the 20 of California. Ferguson gets the snap, hands off to the running back, and he gets down inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line.
Bears using Woolsey a lot here in the third quarter, or fourth quarter now.
Yeah.
But California looks like they do have their fresh jerseys in at this point, and so it's kind of become a JV game here in the fourth quarter.
Bears huddle up, now break the huddle. Second down and 8 after a 2-yard gain down to the 17. Ferguson splits out 3 wide receivers on the far side, everybody 1 wide on the near side. So it looks like a passing down, throws it into the...
intercepted.
And it's into the secondary and intercepted by California down about the 10-yard line. So
a little too much traffic down there. Stewart was the intended receiver.
And he was double covered.
Bowden Wather with the interception for the Pintos, and that stops what was looking to be a possible scoring drive for the Bears and gives it back to the Pintos. We'll see who the California Pintos will put in a quarterback here in the fourth quarter, up by 56 points with 10 minutes left. Clock has stopped.
No, it's running again.
Is it running now?
Mm-hmm. Running
not
again.
Sure,
I'm not sure what's going on here.
What the officials are doing.
Not sure what the Pintos are doing, Dave.
Yeah, that's what the official said. We're starting the clock.
Yeah, you guys
got
get 10 out
seconds.
There.
Seconds.
Yeah,
so the clock is winding down, and the Pintos are just now getting lined up with 5. Not hugely important for them right now, but they're going to barely get it off.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line. They get out to about the 15 where they're brought down.
New running back is Balsley, Tristan Balsley, sophomore for the Pintos.
Gets it up to the 15-yard line. It'll be second down and 7 for the Pintos. See what the Bear defense can do here. Create a turnover or something, maybe. Pintos out of the shotgun, get the snap. Quarterback keeps the ball, goes around the outside, got some running room, got a first down, and up to about the 24-yard line.
Bowden Wasser, who made the interception, is now the quarterback. He's a 5'9 sophomore. Got a little speed. He was very quick around the corner. 5'9", 160-pound sophomore for the Pintos.
Takes the ball out to the 24. It'll be first and 10 for California there. Again, the Bears go to Marionville, the white squirrel country, next week.
I feel like there was a missed opportunity for Marionville just to call their team the white squirrel.
Oh, yeah,
right?
They should have. They should have. Handoff goes over the left side, pickup of not much on that play, maybe a yard up to about the 25. Yeah, it seemed like mascot call for that, you know.
Yeah, it was just a missed opportunity. Evan Turner, freshman with the carry that time for the Pintos. I mean, there's so many Comets in Missouri. You could have been the only white squirrel.
Yeah. But if it was a minor league baseball team, I'm sure they would have picked up on that. But being a high school team, I guess.
The Sparta Trojans, by the way, another one of my peeves of mascot issues.
What happened there? Oh, a little trickery going on there and a fumble, and let's see who's got it. I think
California recovered.
I think they recovered, but boy, that ball was going everywhere. That was like a flea flicker type.
Oh, the Bears got it, but are they gonna say incomplete pass? Coach Payne is not happy with
like an illegal,
the official.
Illegal forward pass, maybe, but let's see.
Incomplete
pass, yeah. They're going to bring it back to the 24-yard line. It'll be third down and 9 now for the California team.
Would have been a nice moment for the Bear defense to create a turnover.
It would have, yeah.
But alas.
Yeah. Alas, not to be, right?
Third and 9, an opportunity here to force a punt.
Yeah.
California,
yeah.
We have not stopped them on offense all night. Here's your chance.
Here's the chance. Quarterback gets the snap, hands off.
There's a stop.
And there's a stop at the 26-yard line. It's fourth down for the California Pintos, and they're at their own 26, so I would guess they would probably punt.
They're sending in the punting team.
All right.
Their defense forces their first punt of the year.
Is that Collins dropping back to receive the punt?
Let's say 26.
It looks like him to me.
It's Ronnie Collins.
I thought Ronnie Collins was dropping back in single safety, so Ronnie's going to get to run the ball. He's the smallest guy that we have on the team at 110 pounds. There's the kick. Looking for a catch here. He got it. Fumbled it. Ball is loose, and I think California recovered.
Oh, my. Collins took a
hit. Yeah, he did. Took a big hit there. So California punts and gets the ball back.
That was brutal. Bear fans applauding as Collins gets up.
Yeah. Yeah, just getting up. 6 minutes left to go in the game, and the clock is moving. We're on that turbo clock issue here, even though the officials are discussing all kinds of things out there. They are meeting of the minds. White Hat has three black hats all around him. He's holding court right down there about the 40-yard line. Now they're going to stop the clock, I think, finally.
I'm not sure what there is to talk about. It was clearly unless
he was calling a fair catch or something.
Yeah, I didn't see anything like that.
I didn't either, but
It should be California ball at the bare 40-yard line, but if they want to reverse that and give it back to us, then that would be nice.
If they didn't give him opportunity to catch the ball, maybe, or something like that. They're discussing it.
Well, they laid a hit on it.
They sure did. They sure did. So we'll see what the guy in the white hat has to say regarding this little meeting that's going on at the 42-yard line.
I never saw a flag. Doesn't mean there wasn't one. Now the official's going to come over and give the explanation. Mic up our high targeting on California. And that's probably the right call, honestly. He came in so hard.
Yep.
And that's such a
Yeah, they didn't.
Such a discretionary call, but
they didn't
it was hard.
Yeah, and they didn't like the way it happened.
No,
the officials didn't like that. You know, here you got a guy out here unprotected.
Yeah,
and so
he took a shot at him. And,
he did.
Yeah, that's probably the right call, and the Bear fans appreciate that. And that will force California to punt again. And they're going to put Collins back out there.
Ronnie's not back there, is he? That's not Ronnie, is it?
No, he's on the sideline.
That's what I thought. But California's going to punt again. And they're
all fairly small, so they all kind of.
Well, they fumble the punt, and so they.
Slides down. I tell you what, that's a nice sportsman thing to do there, because I thought he's going to take off.
He's going to take off and get about 75 yards.
But, you know, he just slid and said, you guys can have it.
So here's the way it went, and the punter fumbled the ball, then he picked it back up, looked like he had a lot of running room, and instead he just slid down. So it was fourth down, so that's a turnover, and the Bears take possession of the ball at the California 14-yard line with 5:14 left to go in the game, so opportunity exists.
It got a little weird here in the fourth quarter.
It got a little strange.
We only had a handful of penalties really all night, and strange things.
Yeah, that was a big
thing in the fourth quarter.
That was a big one, and I thought the officials did a good job handling that.
Yeah, they talked through it and made sure they were going to get it right.
Yeah.
And, I think for all the Bear fans in the stands, they certainly didn't see that and not take notice.
Right, right. Poor little Ronnie Collins out there, 110 pounds. He's the smallest guy on the team, you know. So, yeah, you just got a feel for him out there taking that.
He's back in the game.
Going in for offense.
Wouldn't you love to see him get a touchdown here?
I would.
Let's dial that up.
All right. For the Bears, first and 10 at the 14-yard line of California. 5:14 left to go. We have a new quarterback in there? Possibly.
Looks like it.
All right. Quarterback hands off up the middle. And the Bears get a little out of it, maybe a couple of yards.
Asher Smith, the freshman, in at quarterback.
So, Coach Payne getting even some more experience for these younger players that he has so many of. Second down and 8 for the Bears. Ball is at the 12-yard line of California. Smith in at quarterback. Gets the snap. Hands off.
Keeps it.
Goes around the right side. Gets no yardage on the play.
Just nothing there for Asher. Probably a good move by Coach Payne, too, to get Ferguson and Woolsey and some of those guys out of there still healthy.
Don't want to get them hurt.
No.
It's a long season.
Yeah, this is week one.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's been a beat down, and you just take your L and get ready for next week.
Third down and 9 for the Bears. The 14-yard line of California. There's the snap and the handoff goes up the middle. Some good running in there. Strong running down to about the 10.
Jethro Gillum. Carry earlier on this drive. I couldn't quite catch his number, but that's Jethro, brother of Zeppelin Gillum. He's a sophomore, and we saw Jethro a little bit last year, and gives a little more size. 5'10". That's what he's listed at, but it looks a little bigger out there.
Fourth down, about 6. Here for the Bears' opportunity. Smith gets the snap, keeps the ball, in trouble, and down he goes. Did not get the first down, so the ball will go back to California.
Running horizontally, and Bento's just strung him out and never had an opportunity to make a cut there. And the Bears will hand it back over and missed a good opportunity in the red zone there to put a score on the board, and instead they'll give it back to California with 3 minutes left to play, the clock running, and this could be the last drive of the game.
Could be. And next week, probably normal starting time, which will be 7 o'clock, and probably we'll be at Marionville, so tune in then, and we'll have fall sports focus, we'll have lots of things to talk
about.
Yeah,
we'll have an athlete of the week.
Yeah, right. All right, here go the Pintos as they run the ball up the middle for about 3 or 4 yards on the play. Yeah, we'll be playing this one out as Coach Payne is running in all kinds of players now.
He's going to give everybody.
Everybody's going to get a little. Yes, it is.
Everybody's going to get a little. Letterman runs in.
Everybody gets some action here, varsity action on opening night. Second down, 6 for the Pintos at their own 20. 3 people back there in the backfield. Handoff goes to the first one through, and he gets about 5 on the play, but short of a first down. 1:44 left to go in the game.
1:40 left to play, so game quickly wrapping up. Looks like 56-0 will be your final. Again, next week, Tuesday, Mumford Gym, Bears and the Lady Zizzers in volleyball. And then on Thursday, Bears and the Zizzers at Booster Field at the tennis court. So two great opportunities to go watch the Bears play their Howell County rival.
Third in the yard here. Gives the snap of the football. The handoff goes to one of the running backs who gets the first down.
Flag is down.
Yeah. A lot of activity on that
stop
play.
The clock.
No.
Well, as I said, it does.
Okay.
1:04 left to play. Yeah, really, next week starts all of the sports here at Willow Springs, and go support all of our kids as they get into fall action. Next Saturday, cross country will be running at Bolivar. Lily was on the Bears. It'll be a first down. Face mask on the Bears, so first down for California, and they'll probably run about one more play, and then we'll be done.
Go home. Takes the ball up to the 46-yard line of California. They've got 4 backs back there. A quarterback is in shotgun. He's got 3 backs behind him.
So, take a knee, right?
Yeah, maybe. Gets the snap, no knee. Keeps the ball. Look out. Goes around the far side of the field. Gets a first down, it looks like, but that's about it.
That'll do it.
That'll be the... Yeah, that should be the last play of the game. So, that will be the home opener for the Bears and a loss as they drop it 56-0 to this California team. Pretty good team. Bears very young, and clock is stopped now and 19 seconds left. I don't know.
Player
why.
Down on the field. Okay. The Bears take a knee.
Which player is it on which side?
I believe it's the California.
Look over there by the sideline. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we thought it was over, but they might run another play.
No, they're going to say to just run the clock and that will be it.
Okay. So it's been a disappointing night, I'm sure, for the Bear fans who came out tonight to watch this home opener, but they know they've got a lot of work to do to get back into competitive situation, and we'll see what happens next week and as the Bears look to improve as they go against the Maryandale Comets. So, we'll take a 60-second time away, and then we'll be back to wrap it up. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.